Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
You're listening to The Strata, a Beyond the Dark production. Season 9, Ash and Steel, Part 6.
Deep down, I thought I'd be ready to face the Deadlands, but I guess nothing can really prepare you for what it's truly like out there. The vastness of it, the way it stretches on without end in every direction. As we drive further away from the Strata, I start to feel as if I'm not even on the same planet anymore. As if we'd entered a portal into another world.
You okay, C? Do you need a rest?
No, I'm okay for now.
You've got that look about you.
What look?
The same one I used to see on the faces of long-haul freighter grunts, fresh off a heavy shift. Back before everything got taken over by robo-couriers.
I'll be all right, Rust. To be honest, the thing that's tiring me the most is constantly searching for these damn tire tracks in the ash. Sure gets hard to concentrate after you've been doing it for hours on end.
Yeah, they're getting awfully hard to follow.
You had any more hits on the microbeacons?
Nothing. Dead silent.
So that's, what, an hour since we've heard anything?
At least. Looks like our bandit might have shot through.
Don't give up that easily. This crawler's still got plenty of charge in its core cells.
I guess that's one thing in our favor. These crawlers are built to cover a lot of distance.
Not for comfort, though.
Luxuries are few and far between out in the Deadlands.
Hey, check it out. Things are clearing up over there. I see sunlight poking through.
Looks like the ashfall is passing.
That's a good thing, right? That'll keep these tracks from disappearing for a while at least.
Yeah, what's that line on the ground over there? That shiny stuff.
Let's pull over and take a look.
Careful. There's all sorts of traps and hazards out here. We don't want to do something careless.
Someone's been here, Rust. Recently.
What do you see?
Footprints. Just one person, I think, milling around next to these crawler tracks. Recently, too, by the looks.
Our bandit?
Probably a good guess. There's something glittering in the sand, too.
What's the shiny stuff?
It's a liquid of some sort, a little puddle of it. Oh, I know what this is. It's core cell fluid.
The cell got ruptured.
Yeah, that would explain all these glittering shards, too. They're all fragments from a broken core.
A damaged core cell. I wonder if our bandit took a bullet through the power module during that shootout. Might have lost a cell and had to do some quick maintenance here.
If that's the case, then they're going to be running at reduced capacity. With one core down, they'll be moving at a lower speed, most likely. They'll have less range, too. That gives us a real chance of catching up.
Assuming this came from the bandit's crawler.
This is the same tracks we've been following since the start. It has to be them.
I can tell you're excited about this, but we have to be smart from here on out. We don't want to overcommit.
Overcommit how?
If something happens to this crawler, we're screwed. You understand that, right?
Yeah.
If the core cells run out of juice or get blasted by that sniper, we're stuck.
I could fix a damaged core, no problem.
But we have to leave enough power for the journey back, too. I doubt anyone's going to give us a boost out here, so we have to make do with what we've got.
I told you, we still have plenty of charge in those cells.
Yeah, but think of the worst case scenario. Let's say we lose the crawler for whatever reason. It gets bogged, say. What then? I can't walk out of here. And considering the distance we've covered, I'm not sure you could either.
Not going to suggest we drive for days on end, but I want to give this a good shot.
It just seems over the top for a pair of goddamn legs.
I know you're trying to pretend like this isn't a big deal, but Rust, I know it is. You haven't been the same since the accident, and if there's any chance we can do this, help you get back to the way you were, then I think it's worth the risk. Besides, if the crawler gets bogged, I'll just carry you all the way back to the strata myself.
Oh yeah? Now that I'd like to see. Wait a second. What's that over there?
Is that a camp or something?
Let me get the scope on it.
The track leads right up to it. Is this our bandit's home base?
Just doing a sweep here. I don't see any movement.
Do you think they're hiding?
No. The whole place is just rubble from what I can tell. Looks abandoned.
Any sign of the bandit's crawler?
It's not here. I'd say they went right by.
There's nothing from the microbeacons either. Just the same, I'd like to get a little closer just in case they're trying to slip one past us.
Careful, C. Easy now.
I'm gonna take a look.
Seems like the inhabitants tried to build some fortifications.
Didn't do them much good. These walls have been blown to pieces.
Yeah. Someone with serious firepower rolled through here.
One hell of a disagreement. Are you seeing this on the headset?
Sure am. Those huts look like they've been torched too. And what's that? Something leading downward?
I think there was an underground section of this camp, but it's all caved in. Shit. There's a body here. More than one.
Long dead though. Nothing much left under those rags but bones.
Take a look at this, Rust. These look like bullet holes here in the skull, and this one is missing half its arm?
It was a massacre.
Yeah. Poor bastards.
We're wasting our time here, C. We should move on.
Who would do something like this?
There's no room for the faint-hearted out here. In the Deadlands, you take what you need to survive. Or, you die.
Yeah.
Come on. It'll be dark soon. I don't know about you, but I'd rather be somewhere else when the light fades.
Emily! Are you okay? What are you doing out here on the sidewalk?
I'm okay, Ximena. Thanks for coming all this way.
Well, it's not like I'm going to leave you here when you've been hurt. Come on, let me see it.
It's not that bad. I grabbed a stim pack on my way out of there, and it dulled the pain a little. I can even walk a bit on it now.
So, what are you waiting around for? I thought you'd want to get as far away as possible, with all these cops hanging around.
I wanted to watch the lab for a bit longer.
You're not thinking of going back in there, are you? Those cops are everywhere.
No, I'm staying well away. I was just curious to see if they might dig something up.
Like what? About Hallowell?
Or about us.
Any word on whether they caught him? Or not yet?
Hallowell? No idea. If I had to bet, I'd say he got away. I'm sure he left in a hurry.
Tell me everything. How did all of this go down?
Okay, where do I start? You know how I've been telling you that Hallowell was acting weird lately, trying to trick us with those parts he needed?
Yeah, you thought he might have been building something in secret.
I should have trusted my gut on this one. He was building all sorts of shit, as it turns out.
Like what?
There's a plasma gun, for a start. I should have thought of that when I found out he wanted the temperature regulator. I mean, we had those installed in our plasma cutters on the Kotona, for God's sake. And aside from that, I think he must have built some sort of access link to the building's power grid. He was able to shut down the whole thing in a blink.
So that was his escape plan. Kill the power and disable the electromagnetic lock, then use the plasma gun to burn through the door?
I think the plasma gun was there to kill anyone who got in his way, too.
Shit. It's probably a good thing Rust wasn't around when Hallowell made a run for it. He would have been a sitting duck.
Actually, I'm pretty sure Hallowell was afraid of Rust. The fact that Rust is far away from here isn't a coincidence.
He waited until Rust and Sienna were out of town and couldn't come to help.
Something like that.
But Hallowell didn't know where they were going. Did he?
He wasn't supposed to.
If he did, do you think that means he could hear us talking outside his enclosure this whole time?
I don't know if he could hear anything, but yeah, probably enough to get an idea of what was going on.
Maybe he hacked the intercom?
Or he could read lips, or who knows. Anyway, I think it's clear Hallowell has been doing plenty we don't know about. If I had to bet on it, I'd say he intentionally covered us in those microbeacons too.
Why would he do that?
Think about it. He waited until Rust was out of the picture before trying to escape. What if he was using the microbeacons to track our movements, figure out routines, that kind of thing?
So, he was calculating the best moment to make his escape.
That's my theory, but I won't know until I wring his filthy neck and get it out of him in person.
In person? I hate to break it to you, sis, but Hallowell has half the cops in Highgate City looking for him. Millicon too, probably. He's not going to poke his head up again anytime soon.
I told you, I've got an ace up my sleeve. Take a look.
The briefcase? What's the deal with that?
I don't know exactly what's inside, but Hallowell was clutching it pretty tight in there. I'm pretty sure it's important to him. And that means he might come back for it.
Emily, maybe we should just cut loose of this guy? He's been nothing but trouble from the start, and...
He murdered my best friend, Himeda. He's not getting away that easily.
Okay. I'm sorry. That was a thoughtless thing to say.
It's fine. I don't mean to take my frustrations out on you.
Hey, where's Rust? What happened with the trade?
I don't know. His phone isn't showing a connection on the grid. No reception out there in the Deadlands.
What? That was hours ago. They should be back by now.
And maybe there was a holdup.
Yeah. I guess those two can take care of themselves.
I'm sure they'll be fine.
I hope you're right. All right, come on. Let's get you back to Dockerton. We have to take a good look at that leg.
I'm fine, but... Sure, we can do that. There's not much point standing around here all day anyway.
We'll get you back to the commune and get you nice and comfy.
Yeah, sounds good. After all, I'm going to need somewhere to put my feet up while I wait for our friend to call.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
It's getting darker out there again to the north.
Yeah, that patch of sunlight sure got swallowed up quick.
If I didn't know any better, I'd say there was a storm coming in.
From what I've heard, it doesn't really rain out here much, if ever.
Well, I'm pretty sure I just saw a flash of lightning, so this may be the exception to the rule.
Just our luck.
Maybe I should head to the south to get around it.
The speed it's moving, you're not going to outrun it. Not a chance.
So, we just stay the course, I guess.
How about we, address the elephant in the room first?
The what now?
Sorry, it's an old expression. I mean, we should talk about an obvious problem neither of us have mentioned yet.
Which is?
I haven't seen any tracks out here for the last 15 to 20 minutes, at least. And you haven't either, I take it.
They got kind of faint as we went over that rocky section, but I figured we could pick them up again sooner or later.
We haven't. And once that storm blows through, you can forget about tracking anything.
Well, we don't know that for sure.
And even if we do come across another set of tracks, how are we going to know it's the bandit? There must be hundreds of crawlers zigzagging around out here on a daily basis.
Let's just go a little further.
Shit, for all we know, this bastard might have turned off in a different direction entirely, or stopped at a home base somewhere back there.
We still have the microbeacons. If the bandit stopped somewhere, we'd know about it.
The microbeacons, huh? They haven't let out so much as a single chirp since we...
Hear that? Ask and you shall receive, pal.
Well, I'll be damned.
What are you seeing?
We've got a hit, all right. Dead ahead, maybe 5 clicks.
How fast is it moving? In which direction?
The telemetry data is reporting the target is stationary. It's come to a dead stop.
I wonder if they're having trouble with the cores again.
5 clicks puts them right in the middle of that storm up there. Maybe that's what slowed them down.
Who cares? It's the same result in the end, and it gives us a chance to close in.
Just take it easy through here. The path is leading downward.
Do you think this is the right way?
I can't see far enough through the gloom to know for sure, not even with the scope. It looks like we might be heading into a canyon.
Can we get any altitude data from those microbeacons?
It's patchy. The target is higher than we are. That's about all I can tell.
So maybe the bandit made it out the other side of the canyon.
I don't know. This is all guesswork. We're pretty much flying blind here.
Wind's picking up.
You okay?
The controls are a bit jumpy, but I can handle it.
You're gonna have to slow down. In this visibility, we could drive straight off the side of a cliff before we realize it.
We might not have another chance to catch up to this bandit, Rust.
I'd rather lose the bandit than... Shit. What now?
You see something on the tracker?
No, with my own 2 eyes. Look out there. 1 o'clock. See that?
Oh, got it. What is that?
Something glinting. I can't quite...
Those are headlights, pal.
Yeah, you're right.
It's the bandit coming back again.
No. The tracker is still saying they're 4 clicks away. More than that.
Then who? Oh, damn it!
There's another set of headlights.
I see it.
3, 4... Damn it, that's 6 of them coming at us. Get us the hell out of here, see?
I'm on it. Oh, no!
God damn it, they're coming from the other way, too.
Is there any other direction we can go?
Not unless we can drive this thing up sheer canyon walls.
I'm thinking that's a no. How about we just go straight at them instead?
You want to play chicken with these guys?
Do we have any other option?
To be honest with you, I don't think we do.
But what if they decide to...
Sienna, it's okay. I've been in this kind of situation plenty of times before. Let's just play it cool.
Okay, cool. Let's be cool.
Grover? Bates? Is that you?
What do I do?
Wait.
Whoever's in there, you better come out. Nice and slow.
Do as he says.
Hands! Hands where I can see them!
Okay! My hands are empty. Look!
Slow! No sudden moves.
Whatever you say.
I'm going to come over there. If you even think about starting something, my clanmates will blow your head off without a second thought. You got me?
Yeah, I got you.
Turn around. Up against the crawler.
All right.
You're not Bates. And you're definitely not Grover.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, you're driving their crawler.
This thing? We found it abandoned east of here.
Who's that still inside?
My friend.
Your friend has exactly 5 seconds to show his face before I start shooting.
Rust, you better do as he says.
God damn it.
On your feet, worm sucker!
Afraid I can't do that.
Why not?
Because I don't have any goddamn legs.
Lauren! Get a scan light on this guy, see what he's up to.
Yeah, he's telling the truth, Morton. Flat as a grinder worm from the waist down.
Check the back. See if there's any sign of Bates or Grover.
No sign of them. But there's some blood here on the side of the crawler. Looks pretty fresh.
That wasn't us.
I don't believe you.
Hey, asshole. Put the gun down. Now.
You're in no position to start giving orders, stranger.
She's telling the truth. We had nothing to do with your friends getting hurt.
Who are you two? Where'd you come from?
Sienna and Rust. We're a couple of traders from the Strata.
The Strata? You're a long way from home.
Tell us about it.
What possible reason could you have to come this far into the Deadlands in someone else's crawler?
There was a bandit who showed up at the trade we organized. They killed your friends and took off with the merch. Merch that rightfully belonged to us. We came out here to get it back.
So, where is this mystery bandit?
We're hot on their trail. In fact, we were closing the gap right when you showed up.
Morton, the Maelstrom is closing in. You have to make a decision.
The Maelstrom? What's she talking about?
This bandit you mentioned. What did they look like?
Had a long cloak and a hood over their head. Carried a sniper rifle of some kind.
I see. All right, let's hunker down. Get those crawlers anchored and the domes bedded down. 2 minutes, no more than that.
I'm sorry, but what's happening?
We have some things to discuss. You, me, and your friend over there. But that's gonna have to wait. Right now, we have to prepare. Lauren, do the other one first.
Prepare for what exactly?
The Maelstrom, of course. If we're caught out in the open when that storm hits, well, it won't matter whether your story is true or not. Every single one of us will be dead.
Support this podcast and hear episodes a week early, ad-free, at patreon.com/beyondthedark. Season 9, Ash and Steel. Starring Michelle Mosley, Jason Churoy, Elisa Marteja, Sam Slade, Ross Campbell, Arim Jew, Emma Sherjarko, Brian Jeffords, Peter Wicks, Stefan Martello, Sarah Ruth Thomas, Stuart Moyer, Jordan W. Anderson, and Ty Wilkins. Created by Mark R. Healy, a Beyond the Dark production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hey there, we're DM to GM. I'm your DM from Dungeons & Dragons, Russ Moore.
And I'm your GM from The End of Time and Other Bothers, Sean Howard.
What we like to do around here is answer the questions that you have about tabletop RPGs and get you started feeling comfortable playing games around your table.
We want to share our real experiences, what we've learned, what's been helpful, so that other people can get going. And because a lot of these hurdles are just in their head.
So find us every other week wherever you listen to podcasts or visit DM2GM.com. DM to GM. Get your game started.